Grace to you and peace from God, our Heavenly Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Our text for our meditation this morning is from our Old Testament lesson from 2 Kings chapter 2, where Elisha says to Elijah three times, "As the Lord lives and as you yourself live, I will not leave you." This is our text. Can't we all just get along? That's a phrase that we can use under many, many different circumstances. When our children are fighting and bickering with each other, parents often scream, "Why can't you all just get along?" Or when there's turmoil at the office, you get home and complain to your spouse, "Why can't we all just get along?" And as we watch what's happening in Washington these days, seeing Republicans and Democrats butting heads together, we often want to remind them, as we are citizens, that we are all Americans, and it wouldn't be bad to put aside those titles every once in a while. We just need to get along. And as tensions erupt around the world with conflict after conflict, we ask ourselves, can't we all just get along? You know, I have to apologize that the sermon hymn didn't fit with the sermon, because I've got to tell you, I had great angst over which lesson I was going to preach on this weekend. I was really trying to decide between the Old Testament lesson from 2 Kings and that gospel lesson of the Transfiguration, because both lessons really intrigued me on different levels. And finally, it came down that the Old Testament lesson intrigued me a little bit more. The first thing that caught my attention is that Elijah and every single person around him knows that he's going to be taken away to heaven that day. And everybody, except for Elisha, seems okay with it. I mean, as Elijah and Elisha go from Gilgal to Bethel and back to Jericho again, everybody seems to know that this is Elijah's last day on earth. And of course, Elisha keeps telling them, "But don't speak of it." And this really got me to ponder a little bit this week. Do I really want to know when my last day on earth is going to be? I mean, I'm ready to go to heaven anytime the Lord calls me, but I don't think I want to know when that day is going to come. If the Lord chooses to tell me when it's going to be, I'd rather have it be sooner than later. I mean, I don't want to hang around here knowing that for 10 years I'm going to die on June 10th, 2028. If I find out about the date of my death, I want it to be like tomorrow or next week at the most. Reality is, I'd rather not know. I mean, wouldn't it just be nice to die in your sleep without any knowledge, after having a wonderful meal and spending time with your family? That would be the dream. One of the other things that catches my attention in this text is something that's not even in the text, is that you've got to understand that Elijah had a very difficult life. I mean, most of the time during Elijah's life, King Ahab was seeking to kill him because, well, Ahab wasn't following the Lord, and Elijah's job was to continually point out to Ahab and anyone else who would listen that he wasn't following the Lord and trying to get him to straighten his life out. I mean, at one point in 1 Kings, we see that Ahab and his wife Jezebel are seeking to put Elijah to death. And so Elijah goes and he hides in a cave, and he spends some time sulking up in that cave for a while until God comes to him in a small, still voice and lets him know that he's not alone. He is to go and anoint new kings in Judah and Samaria, and he is to anoint Elisha as prophet to follow him. And yet through it all, Elijah is devoted to the Lord, and he follows his instructions to the letter. Another thing that I saw in this text that I really appreciated is Elisha's devotion to Elijah. I mean, if you want to see two people who are getting along, it's Elijah and Elisha. When Elisha gives Elisha an out and asks him to stay put, to stay here where you're at, Elisha says, as the Lord lives and as you yourself live, I will not leave you, even though he knows he's going to be taken away from him. And that, my dear friends, is devotion. Three times Elijah gives Elisha a chance to stay behind, but Elisha refuses to leave his teacher. And you know, reading between the lines, I can imagine that as they're making that 7-mile trip from Gilgal to Bethel and then the 12-mile trip back to Jericho, that Elijah is teaching Elisha all the way along. He's taking the opportunity to give him the last minute lessons of the day. And trust me, that would have been a whole day event. Starting early in the morning and traveling along until evening. And yet during the whole trip, both men seemed concerned for each other, so devoted for each other. And more than that, they're devoted to the Lord. It's very fortunate for Elisha that he didn't follow Elijah's directions and stay behind when he asked him to. Because of his devotion, because of his dedication, he receives a great blessing. After being led from city to city, receiving last-minute training along the way, Elijah surprises his student by saying, "Ask what I shall do for you before I am taken from you." Imagine that for a moment, being asked by somebody that question, by someone who really had something to offer you. "Ask whatever you want, and I'll give it to you." I mean, that would be the opportunity of a lifetime. It would be like winning the lottery without all your friends and distant relatives coming out of the woodwork to take advantage of you. It would have been the greatest blessing of his life. And Elijah's answer is very similar to Solomon's answer when God asked him what he wanted as he began his tenure as king. Rather than asking for the death of his enemies, rather than asking for fame or fortune, wise old King Solomon asked for wisdom to lead his people. In Elisha's case, he asks for a double portion of Elijah's spirit. And that, my dear friends, is something to be coveted. I mean, if you talk about the wonderful, wonderful leaders in Jewish history, you know, Moses is the one that led his people out of Egypt after 400 years in slavery. And then Elijah is the one who did so many wonderful, wonderful things during the course of his ministry. They would be the top two in Jewish history. And yet, Elisha is asking to have a double portion of Elijah's spirit. Really, in Jewish custom, it's the eldest son who receives a double portion of the family inheritance as the rest of the brothers. And so what Elisha is asking is that he would be recognized as Elijah's eldest son. We see those 50 sons of the other prophets who are following them out to the Jordan. Well, Elisha is asking for the privilege to be considered greater than those because of his dedication to his teacher and because of their devotion to each other, simply because they do get along. Why can't we just get along? You know, that's a really good question. The biggest reason is pretty obvious, because of our sin. Because we've all sinned, there are times when we are selfish and we just want our own way, no matter what the people around us want or need. Because of our sin, we can't get along. But because of the life, death, and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ, our sin has been removed. Because Jesus died on the cross for our sins, it is possible to put our jealousy aside and for us to all get along. And in Elijah and Elisha, we see two examples of leaders working together for a common cause, to spread God's word. And each of us Christians are called to that same cause in our own ways. No, you may not be called to stand up here in a pulpit and preach to 100 or so people 3 times a week, but you can be a witness to your family. You can share the good news of God's love with somebody who's having a difficult time at work. If nothing else, you can pick up your young child or grandchild after he or she has fallen, and you can kiss their wounded and scraped knee and assure them that God loves them and that they'll be fine in a few days, if not in a matter of a few minutes. As we close out this Epiphany season and enter into the season of Lent, let's really focus on getting along, not just with each other, but with our Lord. Let's repent of our sins, spend more times in God's Word, and just help each other out when we have the chance. Doing those simple things will go a long way to ensuring that we get along in our little corner of the world right here at Trinity. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.